comes down to the issue of helplessness. And so if you grab an animal, the animal freaks out and wants to get away, struggles. If you release the animal when it's still struggling, it's left with the message that struggle leads to a solution. That's, you know, hopefulness. And if you hold on to the animal till it stops struggling and let it go, the message that's pertained is that struggle is useless and there's nothing that they can do to escape the capture, the torment, whatever it is that the grabbing constitutes. And so if you look at those two animals, you find that the animal that you let go before it stops struggling, that animal will live an almost normal lifespan. And the animal that you grab and hold on to it until it's helpless and stops struggling, that animal will die very young. And so that message is about, you know, the belief that your action is actually going to make a difference, that doing something is better than not doing something. Being proactive is better than being passive. You can look at it, exercise is better than being a couch potato. You can look at it as reading is better than just, you know, randomly deciding things on your own. And there's a whole different set of spectrums of behaviors and stuff that are associated with that. But I also have seen this in clients. I did, during my HIV positive volunteer days, those people who were developing AIDS, they were going from HIV positive to AIDS, who would then go off and seek the cure of the month, you know, cucumber extracts or BHT or, you know, acupuncture or, you know, selenium supplements, and it didn't matter what they were going after, you know, taking antifungal drugs. They would just, you know, go off and look at the literature and figure out something and then go after it. Those people live for years. And the people who just accepted the doctor's advice and took the nucleoside drugs and passively cooperated with the system, they died young. And that told me that attitude was the key issue, because it wasn't what therapy was chosen. It could be anything that could be as flaky as you wanted to, that still seemed to significantly extend their lifetime, their survival, even double it or triple it. And so that taught me that, you know, you need to believe in what you're doing.